Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly industry roundup. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of June, 2024, and we have some significant updates from the insurance sector that will be of interest to you as we see a common thread of concern regarding loyalty schemes and consumer rights protection. Let's kick off with some major news involving insurance giant Insurance Australia Group, also known as IAG. Just yesterday, we learned that IAG is preparing to battle a class action lawsuit brought forth by Slater and Gordon in the Victorian Supreme Court. This lawsuit revolves around alleged deceptive practices linked to loyalty discounts on renewals for home and contents insurance under the brands RACV, SGIO, and SGIC. Over 1 million policyholders could see financial implications from IAG's use of complex pricing algorithms, which reportedly inflated base premiums right before applying these so-called discounts. If you recall, IAG, along with RAC, was hit with heavy fines earlier, totaling $50 million for similar practices. IAG staunchly denies these allegations, maintaining that the discounts were fulfilled as promised. A case management hearing is set for the 3rd of October. This case follows closely on the heels of an incident involving a flood-damaged claim mishandled by IAG that has sparked an outburst from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, short name AFCA. They ordered IAG to reassess a rejected claim and compensate a driver with significant water damage to his vehicle. The driver was accused of fraudulent conducts. However, AFCA identified not only disregards for the driver's vulnerable circumstances, including remote location, financial burden, and physical impairment, but also undue stress caused by the claims process. In a conclusion to the matter, IAG has been obliged to pay a penalty of $50,400 for non-financial losses to the driver. But this concern with loyalty benefits isn't exclusive to IAG. Just a few days ago, on the 31st of May, yet another class action emerged, led by Slater and Gordon against SGIO or SGIC insurance companies. The bone of contention? Misleading customers over premiums, exploiting long-term customer loyalty, and charging them higher premiums than new customers via manipulative algorithms. Embodied in the experiences of customers like Angela Williams and Deborah Dawson, this case is a stark reminder of the urgent demands for transparency in insurance practices and the importance of consumer protection. As always, keeping you informed is our priority here at Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Until next Tuesday for your next dose of insurance industry updates. Remember, it is your right to be informed and to know how your insurance premiums are calculated. Stay vigilant, Australia.